Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Come up here until 5:08. We'll drink a toast of the weekend with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Men are starting to trim or remove altogether their eyelashes in an effort to look more masculine.
What?
I don't get it either.
Just leave them alone. You're fine.
They're there for a reason. That's to keep crap out of your eyes. I've got something in my eye right now. That's why they're there.
Like, I get it. Drawing cartoons and all that, like putting eyelashes on it was a good way to symbolize that this was a feminine character. However, dudes still have eyelashes.
Yeah. I feel like it's like the one good, not one, but one of the few good qualities of my looks is my eyelashes.
Yeah.
And my son gets that all the time. Like, oh, my God. Your son has such beautiful eyelashes. And I'm like, I see him every day. I just never notice.
I put mascara on him every day.
I'm going to start putting on fake eyelashes and just bat my eyes and see if people notice.
I think they would notice.
J.D. Vance, put on the guyliner.
Yeah, there you go.
Ted, are you wearing falsies?
There's no such thing as guyliner. It is eyeliner.
Correct.
No, but it's guyliner.
I know. We worked with a guy that used to say that. And I was like, no.
It's eyeliner.
It's fine, but you're wearing eyeliner.
Mm-hmm. Right. Don't call it anything other than what it is.
Right. Like, chicks can wear guy stuff, and they don't call it deodorant.
Right. Well.
Wouldn't that be L deodorant?
L deodorant.
La being the feminine, just saying.
Well, I'm saying if she wants to use my stuff.
Well, yeah. Let me ask you this. Is there a difference between perfume and cologne?
Yeah.
Generally, the smell profile.
Sure.
What's for bitches?
Like, you never notice with dudes, like, we want to smell like the ground or an animal.
Right. Yeah.
It's got that leather.
Timber and leather.
Want to smell like flowers.
Sandalwood.
Correct. Yeah, like, exactly. And I understand that when I say perfume, it's going to be more floral. It's going to be very bright. If I say cologne, it's going to be musty. It's going to be.
It's an IPA.
However, it's the same thing. You're spraying something on yourself to make yourself smell better.
Well, then it's fragrance.
Yeah, exactly.
They can come to the fragrance section, but they have
cologne. You know what? Mike's right. It's just advertising.
It's the same thing, right.
Because there's
dude perfume.
I used to rock, one of the.
Obsession, Calvin Klein.
Calvin Klein had one, I think it was one, that was unisexed.
Oh, yeah.
I used to rock that, and people loved it.
There you go. Hey, if it's a good smell, it's a good smell. Mm-hmm.
Then I met a girl that had it on, and I was like, this is weird.
I know. Hey, honey, can I borrow your perfume?
Yeah. And your hairbrush.
Right.
And your fake lashes.
More than 2 million Ninja pressure cookers are being recalled due to burn risk.
I would just assume that that's a...
It's a
pressure cooker.
Right.
It's right there in the name.
I will say, we bought a Ninja recently, not the pressure cooker, but the blender. Because our other blender took an S. That's a badass thing, man.
Is it?
I love that little mofo. Hell yeah.
You on the green shakes?
Mine are usually pink because it's banana and strawberry, but...
Does she ever sneak, like,
no,
spinach or anything like that there?
No. And every time
so you're just
do,
making delicious smoothies.
Yes.
Right.
That is correct. I am making a smoothie
just with
that
ice,
is delicious.
Ice and the fruit.
Ice, yogurt.
I'm telling you, just put little bit of spinach in there. Not for any taste or anything. It's good for you. You don't taste it at all.
But he doesn't need
that.
It.
Yeah.
Like, he goes to the doctor. His blood works fine.
I'm aware
Why
of that.
Why are you guys always angry about that?
Because the rest of us have to eat this crap.
You can put it.
Stay alive.
Ted, he could put a Dick's Burger in there. It wouldn't matter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, but I agree with you. Like, the hell with vegetables.
I'm not doing it.
If my doctor said you need more vegetables, if he didn't say, or she didn't say that.
You need chicken wings.
I'd be the hell with it.
Exactly.
Because you know what? I would eat like a child. Dino Nuggets.
You wouldn't go to that salad place anymore for lunch. You get what you want.
Oh, I was cross.
Like, F no.
Yeah, no.
I go there. I get a salad for lunch. Do I look satisfied by 4 p.m.? Hell nah.
Damn.
We're hungry.
Officials in Massachusetts are warning locals to be aware that if they smell cucumbers in their yard, it could be a copperhead snake.
Jesus.
Yeah, I read part of that. What's the... I saw that.
That was the appropriate reaction. That is awful.
Well, I know you like the smell of cucumbers.
I do.
This is going to be very disheartening.
It's lovely
for you.
Out
cucumbers
here.
Cucumbers growing in my yard.
Instead, it's your Antichrist.
So where is it?
Massachusetts.
Did they just start putting off the scent of cucumbers?
I don't know what
it is. I mean,
the
snakes have been around forever.
Like,
or are they saying if you have cucumbers in your yard or growing them,
they're saying copperhead snakes
are emit a
cucumber smell.
Oh, all you cucumber water drinking mofos out there.
I do like a cucumber It's very refreshing.
We're bitten by a snake.
Which is surprising. That's the one where my wife draws the line.
Really?
We were in Nashville and we were doing brunching, right? And I found this gin cucumber cocktail and I was like, dude, let's do it. I'm in for it. She thought that was the most disgusting damn thing. She does not understand why anybody has cucumber in their drinks. I'm like, this is refreshing. You have mint chocolate chip ice cream. How is this not refreshing to you?
Because people always say, and it drives, whether it's lemon or cucumber in the water, I hate both, but cucumber more in the water, right?
Okay.
Like, well, it tastes refreshing. I'm like, water is the thing that needs help being refreshing. It's water.
But it makes it even better.
It really does not.
I will say,
it
though, really truly even does you, not. Remember a while, years ago, effing vodka had a cucumber vodka that I was big on. Even you like that.
Yeah, that was good,
that was
man.
Refreshing.
I will say, though, if you're, I do like it, but if you're going to give somebody a lemon water, you need to let them know that it's lemon water because I do not like taking a sip of water. I love lemon water. I don't like taking a sip of water not knowing that there's lemon in it.
I don't even like lemon water. Like, why did you have, just give me lemonade.
Go to a hotel in a warmer climate, right?
Okay.
They will typically have a jug of water in the lobby with fruit in it.
Yeah.
Get that.
Oh, hell yeah.
If you see one, get that water.
Yeah.
Whatever it is in there, drink the water.
It's like a wineless sangria.
Like, this is awesome. It's water. What? Wow. Why don't I do this?
Apparently, your heart may be decades, quote unquote, older than you think it is, depending on your health. So basically, they said that the way that your heart operates is actually older than you are.
Way to work. Teamwork.
Basically, they were saying, like, if you're a morbidly obese person, your heart puts off the work and and shows the age as if you were 45 years older than you are then.
Okay, that makes sense.
So that's kind of what they're talking about when they say take care of yourself.
All right.
And it could range anywhere from, like, just a couple years to all the way out there to 40 years. So
basically, the heart has, like, a set schedule. Like, this is exactly how much I work. All right, mm-hmm. So if you're a bigger carriage, look, I'm still putting in those hours, and then I'm done.
You're off for the weekend.
I'm done.
I'm still rolling. A sea lion is proving to scientists that some animals beyond humans can recognize musical beats.
Specifically, the performer seal.
Damn, good work.
What did they put on that he just started vibing to?
Marshmallow.
Oh, nice.
I don't know, dude.
the sea lion sleeps tonight.
The sea lion.
Nah, it's got to be something more upbeat.
Yeah, I would think it's upbeat, something happy.
Marshmallow could be Tiesto. Could be a lot of stuff. Maybe it's John Summon. Diplo. Who knows? Yes.
Swedish House Mafia.
One in four people.
Well, he's got good taste, Miles. I don't know how old he is.
Miles, how does a man win more than $100 million in the lottery and end up behind bars within just a couple weeks?
I do not know.
Tell you how at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime. Have we made it to the weekend? And drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So, to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast actress Ruth Buzzy. Do you remember the name Ruth Buzzy?
Miles? Were we talking about her yesterday?
We were trying to talk about her yesterday because we were talking about game shows back in the 70s and people
Match
that
game.
Made regular appearances, and Ruth Buzzy was one of those people, but Miles and I were struggling to remember the name. In fact, here's the audio from yesterday. I was trying to remember who this woman is.
And I still think it's funny. Like, I remember watching Hollywood Squares, and there was always all these celebrities, but, like, some of them you never knew.
They were only famous for being those people in those game shows.
Like, there's a guy named Paul Lynn.
Yeah.
Ruth Fozzie? Ruth Beatty?
I know you're talking. She had the crazy red hair.
Yeah.
Did a lot of kids shows. Was it Ruth Fozzie? No.
I believe so. Some of them.
Yeah, it was Ruth Buzzy. Mm-hmm. Okay, now listen. Ruth Buzzy, she was a guest star at many TV series. Donnie and Marie, The Flip Wilson Show, The Dean Martin Music and Comedy Hour, The Dean Martin Roast, The Carol Burnett Show, Tony Orlando and Don, The Monkees, Emergency, a variety series hosted by Glenn Campbell. Yeah, this is back in the day, sure. She appeared on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. She had 200 other television guest appearances. This is
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This is our point. You couldn't get away from her. We just couldn't remember her name. She voiced the character of Nose Marie back in Hanna-Barbera's animated series, The Pound Puppies. She was the voice of Mama Bear in the Bernstein Bears back in 85. She performed hundreds of guest voices for other cartoon series, including the Smurfs, the Angry Beavers, Sheep in the Big City. She joined the cast of Sesame Street in 1993. She performed in numerous television commercials. She was for Clorox 2, Clairol, Ban, Roll-On Deodorant. Do they even make that anymore?
I don't believe they do.
She was the voice for Granny Goodwitch in television commercials for Sugar Crisp cereal. She appeared in Weird Al Yankovic videos, including Gump. She appeared in other music videos with the B-52s, Seattle's own Presidents of the United States of America. Ted, she was on Saved by the Bell. She was on The Muppet Show. She was on You Can't Do That on Television. She had a successful nightclub act at the MGM Grand. She was in the original Freaky Front. I mean, on and on it goes. She was The Adventures of Elmo in Grouchland. We could not remember her name. And then sometimes you put things into the universe, and sure enough, there's a headline with Ruth Buzzy today. And I say to Miles, I think Ruth Buzzy was a woman we're trying to remember. And he says, yeah. And I said, she died yesterday at the exact time that we were trying to bring her up. That is no joke. She was in the news today because she actually died yesterday when we were trying to remember her name.
And I'll be this guy. Did anybody else notice in that clip who brought up her name when we were remembering Hollywood Squares?
Was it Miles?
It was Miles.
It had to be you. It had to be you.
Don't mess with me. Do not mess with me.
My God, you continue your reign of terror. This woman had been fine. We hadn't even thought about her. Miles says, what was her name? Even you just got close, and the woman literally died yesterday.
Maybe I could be like mental hitman.
Yeah. And she made it into the
news. Doesn't need
today.
A weapon, just thinks about the
Don't
person.
Think about Dick Van Dyke until
give me,
after December.
Give me $5,000, man. I'll get rid of him.
Man, oh, man. So, yeah, Ruth Buzzy. She was in a lot of stuff, and Miles killed her. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!